Former President Bill Clinton seems to have put one post-White House flap to rest. He's abandoned plans to spend $810,000 a year on office space in Midtown Manhattan. Instead, Clinton says he's hoping to move his office to Harlem, a community that has supported him even during White House scandals. The office in Harlem would cost about $500,000 less. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
It's been tabloid heaven in New York City in recent weeks, but Tuesday, Clinton awoke to a new front page headline on the Daily News, Mr. 125th Street.
I have decided to locate my office in this building if we can work it out. We're looking at it, we're looking for it.
From the minute Mr. Clinton emerged from 55 West 125th Street Tuesday afternoon, it was pandemonium.
Love you, Bill!
From the Oval Office, Clinton hopes to go to a 14th-floor office building within blocks of the Harlem landmarks, the Apollo Theater, and Sylvia's restaurant.
And because this is what my presidency was about, and it's a lot of what I want to do in my post-presidential years, bringing economic opportunity to people in places who don't have it, here at home and around the world.
As he made his way up 125th Street and over to Bayou Restaurant on Lenox Avenue, he gave another reason.
I like it. I'm close to the Apollo Theater. I'm close to soul food. I feel like I'm home.
This is still a poor neighborhood. In the deli next to the restaurant where Clinton ate lunch, customers bought cigarettes one at a time. Residents like Gene Sanders didn't seem to care that Harlem was Clinton's second choice.
This could have been the seventh pick. It didn't matter. Wherever he go, money goes, people go, foreigners gonna come here.
Harlem is already beginning to be a tourist destination. Leila Nery-Nyi brought her family from Paris. We were just here to go to a pizzeria, and look, the president, Nery-Nyi said. Her enthusiasm was shared by Dominic Boiano, who drives the M100 bus down 125th Street. As he passed another bus, he pulled down his window to yell to the other driver, Bill's coming to Harlem.
It's a lot more traffic than it usually is on a Tuesday afternoon. You know what? It doesn't matter right now, because I know Bill is here. And so I'm thrilled that he's here, and I don't mind the traffic anymore. Everybody's in a more different, better mood, it seems like. Everybody's smiling, talking.
All of this is a public relations bonanza for the ex-president, according to Adweek magazine's Barbara Lippert, who compared it to Johnson & Johnson's handling of the Tylenol scare.
They did everything to the correct way to comfort people, to let them know that they cared. This was as genius a PR stroke as any comeback I've ever seen.
Once again, Clinton has spun a sow's ear into a silk purse. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.